AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A grim 4th of July tally, more than a dozen dead, 60 wounded in mass shootings around the country over the long holiday weekend. Gun violence flaring in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore, Texas, and Florida. And at Donahue Reports in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Police Chief Wayne Smith says several men were involved in an exchange of gunfire.
I firmly believe that there were many that were casualties that were just here having a good time when others had, issues with each other.
City Councilor Tabitha Taylor says the block party in that neighborhood in Shreveport has been held for at least the last 10 years. Her message to the people who did this:
you have caused us grief. You have caused us pain. And I want whomever you are to pay. And I want you to play relentlessly.
Audio from KTBS-TV. Police in Shreveport say they're struggling getting information from those who are at the block party. They are not getting a lot of cooperation. I'm Ed Donahue.
A 26-year-old member of the U.S. military accused of fatally shooting two women and wounding three other people last month at a music festival in Washington state has entered not guilty pleas to multiple charges. James Kelly told detectives he was hallucinating after taking psychedelic mushrooms. The penalty phase continues in the trial of the man who killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue in 2018. A neurologist today testified the shooter does not have a psychiatric or neurological disorder and was capable of forming the intent to kill. Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of planning to attack one of the world's largest nuclear power plants. Neither side is providing evidence. The Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is currently occupied by Russian troops. And the planet's temperature spiked to its hottest in at least 44 years yesterday. Still waiting for word on today's temps. This is AP News. A down day on Wall Street amid a global pullback. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets report.
Stocks edged lower on Wall Street as traders returned from the July 4th holiday. The S&P 500 slipped 0.2%. The index had been trading at its highest level in more than a year. The Dow fell 129 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq gave back 0.2%. Other markets around the world fell more sharply following the latest discouraging signal from China. Growth in China's services industry slowed by more than expected last month. The U.S. economy has remained stronger than many people thought it would. That's despite an aggressive series of interest rates the Federal Reserve has made to slow down the economy. Minutes from the Fed's latest policy meeting showed that some central bank officials wanted to make another interest rate increase in mid-June. Seth Sutel, New York.
In some labor news, contract negotiations between UPS and the Teamsters, which represents 340,000 UPS workers, have broken down, each side's blaming the other. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
During the Right Rug Flooring Anniversary Sale, we're celebrating 91 years of the guaranteed lowest prices. With beautiful carpet with a lifetime stain warranty starting at $219 a square foot installed with pad. And luxury vinyl starts at $399 a square foot installed. Unbeatable prices and 24-month special financing available with approved credit. Schedule a free in-home appointment with our flooring experts at RITERUG.com. Right Rug Flooring's Anniversary Sale.
Right.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.